The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rabinowitz.
Let us proceed, Be'ezer Hashem, in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Klal Lamed Beis, the concept of maintaining one's health through natural, regular means, and the obligation incumbent upon every individual to eat properly, digest properly, and in general, operate in good health and with good hygiene, and live responsibly. So says the Kitzur in Os Ches. Hamachol hamemutza. What is the average, moderate food that would be recommended for one to eat? Ulechem chita. That is bread made of wheat. Veloy soilus mamash, but not made of real fine flour. Ki has soilus misachem ilahisakal. For with regular fine white flour, the digestive process will take longer and will not achieve the desired results as effectively. Rather, there should be some of the chaff, some of the hulk around the wheat kernel. And it should be... it should have risen. The dough should rise midway. Ubay melach umafitano. That should be salted and baked in an oven. Veyeser hamacholim shenasu machita einam tovim. But foods made out of wheat in other forms are other types of wheat-based foods are not beneficial. So the Kitzur tells us a very important peace in nutrition, and that is that flour, white, fine flour by itself is not that beneficial. And of course, nowadays we're all aware of the benefits of whole wheat flour. The whole wheat flour with the hulk and the chaff that accompanies the actual kernel, those components provide nutrition, vitamins, minerals that are essential to the digestive process. When the body digests white flour alone, it has to supplement those nutrients and minerals in the digestive process itself, thereby depleting the deposits of these minerals and vitamins that were to be allocated for other uses within the body. So that is the important benefit of whole wheat. Two slices of whole wheat are estimated to provide equal nutrition to six slices of white flour. One could add, according to Rabbi Yecheskel Aschayek, Rav Shach's Shamish, an expert on nutrition and health, Rabbi Yecheskel Aschayek advises in his sefer Chayim Briim Kahalacha, that one can add a quarter cup of white flour to three quarter cup of whole wheat flour. He also relates that when Rav Shach found out that whole wheat flour is far more recommended than white flour, he immediately switched and would eat, even on Shabbos, only whole wheat flour. It was one time when Rav Shach was not provided with the rolls from the Angel Bakery that Rabbi Yecheskel would normally bring him before Shabbos. And he asked, Heichan hashchorot shel Yecheskel? Where's the black bread, the dark bread that Yecheskel usually brings me? So that was the minig of Rav Shach to eat whole wheat flour. The story is told of with the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim once made hamotzi, and he had a guest staying at his home, and the the guest sort of made a face or wrinkled his nose at the not so appetizing looking rolls of bread. And the Chafetz Chaim kept on repeating, Schwarze bread is good, Schwarze bread is gesund, black bread is good, black bread is healthy, emphasizing that this was the way to go. So those are the benefits and qualities of whole wheat bread. Continues the Kitzur regarding meat and the proper sources of protein that one should eat. Mimine habasar hatoiv, amongst the types of good meat, who keves manchnasai, a sheep or a lamb within its first year. V'chein hagdoyim hayonkim, the goats that are still nursing. Ach kol mine b'nei me'ayim, any type of intestine of an animal, the gamma roish, and the head as well, him loy taivim. And the Gemara tells us that one who buys an intestine to eat when he could buy other meat is lav bar inish, is not considered to be a human being. He's doing something completely insensible. Ha'izim v'hapara haskena, goats, and an older cow, v'agvina yeshana, aged cheese, himam acholim ro'im v'avim. They are foods that are harmful, that are heavy, with saturated fat, with cholesterol, and they are not recommended. Kol basar oif, chicken meat, kale hisakal yosem b'sar behemok, is more digestible than meat of a goat or a sheep, than red meat. Fat toif shibayif is the best chicken that one could eat, the best of the birds, the fowl in general is easier to digest than poultry, is easier to digest than besar behema, and amongst the poultry, the best bird to eat is the chicken. Amru haroifim, ki hamachal sha'adam rogel boy eni mazikloy. The doctors maintain that a food that one eats regularly will not harm him. And even if it's something that would not be that advisable, but if he eats it regularly and it becomes part of his diet, whereby his body is accustomed to processing this food, then it would not harm him. For habit becomes nature. But he shouldn't overstuff himself with this food. And the Rabbi Cheskel Aschaik suggests that the Kitzur over here is referring to the type of food that we'll see soon in Os Yodaled, Mirtz Hashem, the foods that are not particularly beneficial and should be eaten infrequently. The Kitzur is no doubt not referring to foods that are inherently always detrimental, rather to foods that don't have much nutritional benefit and should not be eaten regularly. Nevertheless, writes the Kitzur, that if one eats them regularly and does this for long periods, then his body will become accustomed to it and it will not harm him. Ois tes. Ein lecho leiv behema oy oif. One should not eat the heart of a behema or of a bird, mishum de kasha l'shikha, because it will cause him to forget his learning. And the Gemara in Hirius lists the lave of a behema as one of the five things mentioned there that are kasha l'shikha. It's commonly understood that women are not included in this recommendation, in this strong advice of the Gemara that one should stay away from things that are kosher l'shikha, because women are not mitzvah in Talmud Torah and therefore need not be makbid. So according to that, a woman should be allowed to eat even the heart of a behema, and the Tashbetz writes that the lave of an oif is not included in that statement in the Gemara. The heart of a chicken or any bird is okay, would not contribute to one forgetting his learning. There's an interesting Ramah in Hilchos Shechita. The Ramah writes that there's a minig not to shecht geese in Teves or Shvat. Geese would not be shechted during those months because there is a tradition that at this one moment or one day during that during those 2 months that if one shechts a goose, he will die unless he eats from the heart of the goose. So the Rama points out that the minig amongst shochtim was that if they would shecht a goose on Teves or Shvat, that they would eat from the heart of the goose. So apparently the minig was to eat the heart of a chicken. So therefore there are those who maintain that the Indian of Kashal Shikha would apply only to Leif Behema, but the heart of a bird is not included, and that would explain that minik to eat the heart of a goose. However, others, including the Maharam of Rutenberg, maintain that the lave of an oif, even the heart of a chicken, should be avoided because it's a kashal shikha. And as a matter of fact, it is found in the writings of the Arizal that even women who are not enjoined to be careful about things that are kashal shikha nevertheless should stay away from the heart of a behema or an oif, because Kabbalistically it creates certain connections, certain negative vibes, and is to be completely avoided. And that's certainly the custom nowadays, that we stay away from the heart of a behema or an oif. Although in Shulchan Aruch there is a lengthy discussion about how to kasher a heart, it is certainly not something that is eaten. V'chein, likewise, one more item, which is the kasher l'shikcha. Lo yoichal mimokim sh'ochal achbar oichosol. One should not eat from a food that a mouse or a cat had eaten from. The gamkin kasher l'shikcha. And although there are those who say that it's enough to just cut off that area which the rodent had eaten from, or the cat, and the rest of the loaf or the piece would be permitted, Nevertheless, the Divrei Chaim, the Tzanzer Rebbe, writes that the simple understanding of the Gemara in Harius is that one should not eat the piece altogether, and that seems to be the accepted custom, that one would not eat from any part of the loaf or the piece that a mouse or a cat had eaten from. Zman ha'achila, when should one eat? We find already in the Torah that Klal Yisrael was reprimanded for asking for fowl, for asking for poultry, and to eat meat at times when they should not have been eating that meat, and this applies to eat food in general. One should eat when hungry, one should eat at set times, the appropriate intervals. And he should do so when he has a desire to eat, and in that he's experiencing a real hunger, not something artificial. How would one distinguish between a real desire and something that is just more sensual, more external, but not a real hunger? Harishayna nikarav, a real desire is called hunger, ki eitz tum chareik, because the stomach is truly empty and needs food. Vashniya, the second type of hunger, he kshemis avim machal miyuchad, when he desires a specific food. He's not generally hungry, but he has come across a food that whets his appetite. V'nikra te'oven, that second type, which is to be avoided, is called appetite, te'oven. U'bederech klal, ha'odam ha'bari v'achazak, one who is strong and in good health, yoichal shtei pa'amim b'yom, should eat twice a day. V'chaloshim uskenim yeshlam lechel achmat b'pamachas. And people who are infirm, frail, should eat but one time a day. And in the times of the Gemara, indeed, we find that they only ate two meals past in Boiker v'erev. V'yoichlu kach harbe pa'amim b'yom, if an elderly person should eat a little bit many times a day. In other words, he should eat a little bit at a shot, but he can't eat or should eat several times a day. Ki ribui hamachol yachlish esayetz tumcha. For the more he eats, the more he'll weaken his stomach. V'haraitz lishmer b'riusay, one who wants to guard his health, lo yoichal ad sheyeh yitztum chareik min ha-machal ha-kaidim, should not eat until his stomach has been emptied from what he had eaten previously. Ustam ikol b'vnei adam ha-briyim, ha-oich le-machalim memutzayim. Typically, the digestion that is required for people who are healthy, who are eating healthy foods, and exercise or move around in the normal way, have an average metabolism. So digestion would last normally for 6 hours, and therefore one should allow for 6 hours between meals, and as the Gemara says, that the weight that's required between meat and milk is misuda lasuda, which is commonly understood as 6 hours, and certainly the fact that the meat that was eaten 6 hours ago has now been digested fully figures in the heter to eat milk at that time. V'toyv lahashmit suud achas b'shavua. It is recommended to skip one meal a week, so that the stomach should rest from its toil, and that the digestive power should be strengthened. Venire, it would seem ki hashmata zois, this skipping of a meal, toiv shetehei b'erev Shabbos. It is advisable that this take place on Erev Shabbos. Certainly one should come into Shabbos more hungry than usual, although he shouldn't be starving entering Shabbos. That's the Chazal tell us is not a cover for Shabbos. But if one has to skip a meal, or as he should, that this should take place, suggest the kids are on Erev Shabbos. Toiv lahargil es atzmoy lecho pas b'shachris. One should accustom himself to eat breakfast, to eat bread or some solidly nutritious food in the morning. As the Gemara points out, the importance of Paschachris. The Gemara says that the one who eats after the sixth hour of the day, if he has not eaten in the morning, if he has not even at least tasted, had a bite to eat in the morning, then he is like throwing a stone into his stomach. The food, the eating after the sixth hour, when not preceded by breakfast, will have little to no nutritional value, and that is because the digestive the system is overwhelmed by the food when no food has entered the system previously for a while, and the food just sits there, it is not digested properly. So therefore one should certainly see to it that breakfast should not be skipped. If one desires to eat several types of food, he should first eat that which will cause him to excrete, which will clear his system. And he should not mix these foods, these appetizers, if you will, which clean out the digestive system. He should not mix them with the actual food. Rather, he should wait a bit between the appetizers and the food, such as prunes, that are used to clear the system, and the actual food. He should first eat lighter foods that are more easily digestible. If he's eating both poultry and the red meat, he should first eat the meat of the bird. The meat of a sheep or a goat and the like, that would precede the meat of a cow, etc. Udvarim shema'amtzin is b'nei me'ayim, those foods that strengthen the intestines, the digestive system, and facilitate digestion, yochal miyad la'achar achila, you should eat those immediately following the main course, v'al yochal miyam harbe, but he should not eat from them much. Mihiyoyz ki haschala se'ikol hu befeh. Being that the beginning of digestion is going to take place in one's mouth, through the grinding of the food by one's teeth, and it being mixed with the saliva, with the juices in the oral cavity. Therefore, one should make sure that his food is well chewed. For if he swallows food without it being properly chewed, then the digestion has to be shouldered by the stomach alone, and the stomach cannot break down the food properly. And certainly the saliva, which is generated by through chewing the food, is important and aids not only in the chewing process but in the actual digestion, as saliva contains 64 enzymes that are crucial to proper digestion. And therefore, one should see to it that his food is chewed well. He should eat slowly, thereby deriving better nutrition from it and reducing the amount of food intake that would be necessary to feel satiated. Kfar Amarnu, we've already mentioned in Siv Zayin, Ki Bnei Adam Einam Shtavim B'Mizgam, people are made of different temperaments, of different physiques. V'yesh L'Kol Ish Livcher Al Pi Roifim, one should choose based on medical advice, B'Macholim HaToivim L'Fi Mizgo Yomukrem B'Vishayat, the foods that are appropriate to one's individual makeup, his locale, and his time. B'Darach Klal, Hinei HaRoifim HaKadmoinim, the earlier doctors, Chilkus HaMacholim V'Madregus Shonos, as a rule, they divided foods into separate categories and levels. Yesh Ma'acholim Shem Roim B'Yoyser Admoi, there are those foods that are completely harmful, that have absolutely no benefit and should be avoided altogether. V'roi la'adam shaloi la'achlon oilam, one should never eat from these. K'goin, ha'dogim ha'gdoilim ha'meluchim ha'yishanim, large fish that have been sitting in salt for a long time. V'agvina ha'meluch ha'yishanim, salted aged cheese. V'akmar ha'pitriyos, types of mushrooms. The abasar meloach hayashan, and aged salted meat, the yain megita, and fresh wine coming from grapes that have just been pressed. So these foods, and one more, the tapshel shashach, another frechay, and a stew that has lingered until it starts smelling bad. All these foods should be avoided completely. The chen kol machal sherechay ra, imar b'yeser, any food which the odor of which is repugnant, or is particularly bitter, it is like poison to one's body. There are other foods that are bad, but they're not as harmful as the first group. One should eat in small amounts, and even this only after going for many days without eating of these foods. And certainly his basic diet should not be of these foods. He should not eat of these consistently. He shouldn't even supplement his food with these on a regular basis. And they are, for example, dogim gdoilim, large fish, that are, even those that are not salted, ugvina, cheese in general, v'cholav shesha achash anechlav chavdal cheese, milk 24 hours after it's been milked. Now, of course, this may change now that we have the pasteurization process and that we refrigerate the milk. These categories are actually delineated all the way back by the Rambam. So it could be that some of this has changed, but certainly the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, written 200 years ago, felt that the situation had not changed that drastically, and pretty much redacts this list of the Rambam in its entirety. Another one of these foods that should be eaten sparingly and frequently, Bistar Shvarim Gdoilim, the meat of large bulls, Uchoshim Gdoilim, large goats, the Lechem Sa'irim, barley bread, the lechem matzos, and matzos should not be eaten as a regular staple. The hakruv, cabbage, v'achotzer, leek, u'betzolim, v'ashumim, onion, and garlic. These should not be eaten regularly. There's an interesting debate about garlic in that we know that Ezra instituted, Ezra HaSofer, in the times of the early Baisheni, Second Temple era, instituted that one should eat garlic because it facilitates fertility. And why would the Rambam then recommend that one should not eat garlic? Some say that times have changed, Nishtanu Ativim. Others distinguish between cooked garlic, which is what Ezra did recommend, and raw garlic cloves, which is what the Rambam is referring to when he says garlic should be avoided. V'chardal, mustard, v'atznoin, and radish, these should be avoided and only eaten once in a while. Kol elu macholim ro'im heim, these are all foods that are essentially harmful. One should not eat from these. Ela ma'at ad ma'oid, just very little. Will be moist akshamim, and only during the winter months. I will be moist akhamo in the summer. Lo yoichal mayhem kol. Ve'yesh ma'acholim sheim roim. There are those foods that are harmful. Ve'inam k'mayelu, but they are slightly better than the previous category. Ve'heim k'mayoif hamayim. Birds that are found in the water, avze or baravze, geese or ducks, b'nayin aktanim, small pigeons or doves, utzmarim, dates, v'lechem shenilas b'shemen, bread that was kneaded in oil, v'hasaylas shenipu oisa called tzarka, flour that was sifted and strained to the extent actually nisha bareach mursan, doesn't even have the smell of the chaff. Really fine flour. So although this is a better category, one should still not eat too much of these. One should refrain, generally speaking, from fruit. Fruit should be eaten in moderation, perhaps because of the sweetness, the glucose. It should be eaten in moderation. And he should not eat from them even if they're dry. And we call shkem the two of them, and certainly if they're fresh. This also comes from the Rambam. Avokoidim she's bashtel b'ilim kol tzorgan, if they're unripe, if he's eating them prematurely, harein kecharovis lagov, they're like swords for one's body. V'chein acharuvim roim lo'olam. Caribs are always bad. V'chol aperis achamutzim roim. And sour fruit are bad. V'ein oichlim me'en. We could only eat from these fruit a little bit, and only in the summer and in warm climates. So this applies to most fruit. Figs, grapes, and pomegranates, there are those who have the word shkedim, almonds, instead of pomegranates. As a matter of fact, I believe in the Rambam, it's clear that the Rambam lists pomegranates amongst those things that help digestion after and should be eaten immediately after the main course, together with apples. That, so these three fruits, la'olam tovim, says the Kitzer, are always beneficial. Bein l'tuvim and yaveshim, fresh or dried. Va'ichel adamayim kol tzarkoi. U'mikamakim l'yasmid ba'achilasim. Nevertheless, you should not eat them consistently. Afa pishehim tovim kol priyoy lomis. Even though they are better than other fruits.